Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Paramahamsas, devotees who have accepted the essence of life, are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts. And He is the aim of their lives. It's their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such topics, just as materialists are attached to topics of women and sex. Purport. The word Sarabritam means Paramahamsas. The Hamsa, or swan, accepts milk from a mixture of milk and water and rejects the water. Similarly, the nature of persons who have taken to spiritual life and Krishna consciousness, understanding Krishna to be the life and soul of everyone, is that they cannot give up Krishna Katha or topics about Krishna at any moment. Such Paramahamsas always see Krishna within the core of their heart. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Kama, desires, krodha, anger, and baya, fear, are always present in the material world, but in the spiritual or transcendental world, one can use them for Krishna. Kamam Krishna karmarpane, the desire of the Paramahamsas, therefore, is to act always for Krishna. Krodham bhakta dveshi jane. They use anger against the non-devotees and transform baya or fear into fear of being deviated from Krishna consciousness. In this way, the life of a Paramahamsa devotee is used entirely for Krishna, just as the life of a person attached to the material world is used simply for women and money. Just as a matter of interest, anyone recognizes the quotes Srila Prabhupada is giving here? Where are they from? Kama Krishna karmarpane krodha bhakta dveshi jane loba hari katta sadhu sangha. This is very powerful book written by our great Acharya Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And the title of the book is Prema Bhakti Chandrika. How many of you read that book? Anyone? This is really nice book. Actually, Srila Gaurakishor Das Babaji, jokingly refuting the statement of Rupa Goswami that Krishna consciousness is very rare and very hard to attain. It's because it's so valuable. He was saying, what is he talking about? Krishna consciousness, you know, love of Krishna is so cheap. You just have to have few rupees and go to the bazaar in Vrindavan and just purchase two books. And if you buy these books and if you read these books, you'll have pure love of God, no problem. And these two books are Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, and both of them belong to Narottam Das Thakur. And we sing four verses from Prem Bhakti Chandrika every morning after the deity greeting, glorifying Srila Prabhupada. So, but there are actually 10 verses over there, but we only sing the first four, and we'll refer to the next verse, fifth verse, because this is very much connected to today's subject matter. Anyway, we'll continue with the purport. What is day for the materialistic person is night for the spiritualist. What is very sweet for the materialist, namely woman and money, is regarded as poison by the spiritualist. Sandarshanam vishayanam adha yashitam cha hahanta hanta visha bhakshanato pyasadu. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's coming from Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka. For the Paramahamsa, Krishna is everything, but for the materialist, women and money are everything. Satamayam sarabritam nisargo yadattavani shruti chetasamapi pratikshanam navyavadachyutasya yat striya vitanam ivasadvarta. Paramahamsa's devotees who have accepted the essence of life are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts, and he is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such topics, just as materialists are attached to topics of women and sex. So Srila Rupa Goswami is making one prayer in this regard. He says, my dear Lord, in the same way as materialistic boy is automatically attracted to girls, and materialistic girl is naturally attracted to boy, so please make my attraction and attachment for you automatic and spontaneous, but in a transcendental way. Wouldn't that be nice? To shift, to transfer that attachment. So that's the prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami. Or at least the prayer he used. He used the quote a lot. And this verse, spoken by Sri Shukadeva Goswami, is glorifying the devotees. Satamayam sarabritam nisargo. He says that devotees, satam, and of course, sat, bhave, sadhu bhave cha, devotees are those who are interested in sat, in eternal subject matters, only in spiritual subject matters. And they are sarabritam. Sarabritam means sara is essence, and brit, ability to keep or withhold. So we know that the swans, they have this amazing ability. If you put a mixture of milk and water in front of this one, they will take only milk, and the water will come out. And so this is special, nature's gift. And so in the same way, devotees are those who see Krishna in everyone and everything. And they don't, even though they see the movable and immovable objects in the material world, stavara jangamadehi nadehi taramurti, ishtadevaspurti. So, as this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita says, that devotees can see movable and immovable objects in this world, but they actually see Krishna, ishtadevaspurti, because Krishna is the ishtadev, worshipable Lord, and spurti means manifest. So, Krishna is manifesting in front of devotees in so many ways, and so devotees can never forget Krishna, because their attachment to Krishna is so strong, so they can only see Krishna in everything. And everyone connected to Krishna. And sometimes it, even though someone may not be on that level, but sometimes it just happens by chance. One time I was traveling in Italy, and we were taking a taxi to go to the airport with one devotee, and I was dressed in devotee dress. And when we sat in the taxi, I sat next to the driver, and I saw that the driver was Indian, so I told him Hare Krishna, and he responded Hare Krishna with a smile on his face. I thought, wonderful, he's not only Indian, but he knows about Krishna. And so I sat next to him, I asked him, so are you chanting Hare Krishna? He said, no, I don't. I said, how that come that you have taken birth as Indian, as the most fortunate and most pious and most spiritual person on the planet, and Krishna is naturally belongs to you, and you are the best of men, you are the Aryan, the descendant of Aryan, so how come that you don't chant Hare Krishna? And he looked at me, he said, probably I should. But I have one news to tell you, hope it won't be too shocking for you, that I'm not Indian. I was like, how this is possible? You look like Indian. He said, yes, many people mistake me for Indian, but actually I'm not. You know, my father is African and my mother is Italian, so black and white made me brown. And many times Italians do look like Indians, right? Especially from some parts of Italy. And so he looked exactly like Indian. He said, yeah, many people think I am, but I am actually not. Not a drop of Indian blood is in me. And I said, oh, I'm very sorry. I thought you're Indian. He said, no, it's okay. Actually, I heard about Krishna, and you were telling me, you know, that I should be chanting Hare Krishna with such conviction that I thought, actually, I should try. Why not? I have nothing to lose. So, you know, it's like by mistake, I referred to him as a devotee, and he got inspired to become a devotee. So these things happen sometimes by chance, but we can only imagine pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. He saw devotee in everybody because he saw that pure spiritual potential, and this was the reason why so many people were taking up to Krishna consciousness. And so this is the amazing advantage of a devotee who is Sarabrit, who is seeing only Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was also teaching his followers how to see Krishna in everything. He was saying that you think that at the moment you sit on the floor, but I know that I am sitting on Krishna's lap. So this is the perception of a pure devotee. And of course, there is a reason why devotees are compared to swans or spiritually advanced personalities who can separate matter from spirit. In a broader sense, they are compared to swans. Because specifically, impersonalists, they advertise that a lot, that the phrase soham refers to our non-difference with the Supreme Lord. Of course, their mistake is that they think they are non-different from the Lord, both qualitatively and quantitatively. The first is right, but the second they got wrong, that yes, we are one in quality, but we are different in quantity because the Supreme Lord is unlimited and we are minute spiritual beings. But it is true, we are the same with the Lord in quality, and therefore this meditation, they always advocate, soham, 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 I am that. They think I am the Lord, but, you know, we take it, I am part of the Lord, I belong to Krishna. And actually, if you look at it, soham, hamsa, right? So soham turns into hamsa. So that's their explanation, that if you meditate on the spiritual essence, you become spiritual. And so for devotees, Srila Prabhupada explains, this meditation is not passive meditation. They don't just sit and think, I am spiritual or whatever, what to speak of, I am God. They're actually realizing that through service, through actively engaging themselves in devotional service, which starts with the chanting of the holy names. And Sarabritam Nisarga. So Nisarga means feature or symptom. Another translation or meaning of the word Nisarga is also nature. So devotees restore their eternal spiritual nature. Real devotees are those who already restored their eternal spiritual nature. Sometimes we listen or we read in Prabhupada's books wonderful descriptions how great the devotees are and how worshipable the devotees are, etc., etc. And sometimes we may think, oh, okay, I belong to that category, so it's good. I am great, I am worshipable, etc. But then you read a little further and then this illusion is dispelled, because Prabhupada says, who is the devotee? Devotee is the one who never forgets of Krishna under any circumstances. And you think, okay, I realize I don't belong to that category. So Prabhupada speaks about real devotees. And I'm just a practitioner. I'm just trying to become a devotee. And then it says, yadarthavani shruti chetasamapi. Arthavani, Srila Prabhupada translates as the aim of life or the aim of profit. Of course, artha means wealth, and vani means words or instructions or speeches. So the greatest wealth in our lives is the name of Krishna or the topics connected to Krishna. And so devotees understand. Like there is a prayer quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali, Vichayani, Vichanani, Vichintani, Punapunan. He says, in the same way as Kripanasya Dananiva, in the same way as a miser always thinks of his money, counts his money, and plans to earn more, so please let us in the same way think of you by chanting your holy names. Count the holy names we've chanted and plan for more. Plan to chant as much as we can. So devotees want to become spiritually wealthy because they know that by chanting the holy names or by hearing or discussing the topics connected to Krishna, they can acquire the greatest wealth ever available, both in material and spiritual world. What is the greatest wealth? How did Srila Prabhupada define the wealthiest person? One who has love of God. So Krishna Prema, that's the greatest wealth. There is no greater wealth. That's why ignorant people, they look for gold. But the enlightened people, they look for real gold, Gauranga. Gauranga means the golden lord. Because this golden lord is giving Krishna prema. Namo mahavnanyaya Krishna prema pradayate. And it's very interesting how Srila Prabhupada translates, Chetasamapi, who have decided to accept the bliss of transcendental subjects as the aim and object of life. So Chetasamapi means that devotees are focused. Chetasam means consciousness. And so this is very interesting. Those who have decided to accept the bliss of transcendental subjects as the aim and the object of life, it's very uncustomary translation of Sanskrit words. But Srila Prabhupada helps us to understand that Krishna consciousness, and this probably is the most important thing for us to understand, is the matter of choice, right? You can chant your japa, and you can choose whether to be bored to death and think, you know, when I'll get my rounds done, right? This is what devotees think, you know. Okay, how much longer till I have my rounds done? That's horrible. That's so offensive. Or we can choose to enjoy the process of our conversation with God. This is what japa is, right? Our direct association with Krishna. It's like my Guru Maharaj shared how one of the most ecstatic devotees in our society, whose name is Dravida Prabhu, lives in San Diego in California, and he is so Krishna conscious, it's unbelievable. You know, he's always quoting so many Sanskrit verses, and any topic, you give him any topic, he immediately will connect it to Krishna. And he's always blissful. And this is his meditation. It's spontaneous. It's not that he, you know, is forcing himself or anything. He just comes out, bursts out automatically. He takes his japa, and with a smile on his face, he says, "Now I'll do what I love the most. I'll engage myself in the, you know, best activity, etc." So this is our choice. Same thing. Japa or Bhagavatam class. For some people, it could be a good opportunity to have a power nap or distract your mind with something else instead of listening to the Bhagavatam. Or you can actually choose to be fully present and fully focused on the subject matter and be very interested in that. Motivate yourself. And then if you make the right choice, you'll be blissful in Krishna consciousness. So this is very easy. It's like, if you want to be happy in Krishna consciousness, be happy. All the opportunities are there. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai. Because Krishna conscious lifestyle is pure unalloyed bliss, right? You wake up in the morning, very early in the morning, because you don't even want to waste your time sleeping because it's so ecstatic, you don't want to miss it, right? And then quickly you take your shower and you run to do what? To sing and dance in ecstasy in front of the Supreme Lord, right? And then you chant japa, you have conversation with God, and then you hear and discuss about Krishna after singing and dancing, and you hear and discuss about Krishna. And then, After that, you have, guess what? Divine feast. Many times people, you know, feel very honored and privileged if, for example, they are invited to Buckingham Palace to have a royal feast, right? Some of the devotees had that opportunity. Like, I know Sutta Prabhu was invited. And so a few other devotees as well. And so it's like one of the highlights of life, right? To be in royal palace and have royal, you know, snacks or something like that. But here we are. Guess where we are? We are in the palace of the Supreme Lord Himself, right? Where is the royal palace of one tiny little country on this, you know, tiny little planet, in the tiniest universe of Lord Brahma, and where is the abode of the Supreme Lord Himself, especially His most confidential abode. And here we are, in the palace of the Supreme Lord, singing and dancing for His pleasure, and then we have a feast directly from the Supreme Lord. We have divine feast, not just royal feast. But familiarity breeds contempt. And so if we become unconscious of what's going on with us and around us, we become miserable. And it's so amazing, right? You can live such a blissful life and you can feel completely miserable. Just because you lose your Krishna consciousness. And so it's really important to understand why Srila Prabhupada translated this, you know, two Sanskrit words, chetasamapi, in such an unusual way, who have decided to accept the bliss. Because this is really important point for us to consider. What am I deciding on, you know, at each moment of my life? Because it's always the matter of choice. Pratikshanam navyavet achyutasya yat. Pratikshanam means at every moment, any moment. Navyavat, as if newer and newer. Achyutasya yat, that for devotees, everything connected to Krishna always appears to be new and fresh, because Krishna is always new and fresh, right? We can see. Every day He's dressed in different dresses and decorated with different ornaments. And actually, even Krishna's facial expressions change, if you look very carefully. Krishna is different. Even the pictures, you look at the pictures of deities' pictures, and then you compare, and you will see that facial expressions of Krishna are different. Of course, He's always smiling, but still. Sometimes He is blissful, sometimes He is joyful, sometimes He is ecstatic. So Krishna is always different, even though He is the same. And but we need to be attentive to the details, to notice the difference. Because Krishna consciousness is very, very subtle. This is the most subtle science. And the topics of Krishna, there are so many amazing details. And every acharya, every great devotee brings out new details. So it's, you know, for devotees, topics of Krishna are very interesting. So they always want to know more and more about Krishna. Achyutasya yat, because Krishna is achyuta. Achyuta means infallible. It's amazing. Krishna never loses, right? He's always winning. He's such a hero. Absolute hero. People looking for heroes, but here you have an absolute hero, an infallible hero. And of course, the last lines, Triya Vitanam Iva Sadhu Varta, that it's opposed to Striya Vitanam, to the topics connected to stree, to women, or sex, or vidhanam, debauches. So, sadhuvarta means, Srila Prabhupada translates as actual conversation. So this is the real, this is the real life. People are discussing topics which are just topics of dead matter. That's why they feel so miserable. But devotees are discussing about Krishna, the most blissful Lord. And so that's why devotees are always blissful. And of course, we want to know, how do we get there? Is it not? That's the most important question. And it is very easy. We just need to take very seriously the instructions of pure devotees who attained that level. And that's why they give us the guidelines how to do that. And one devotee who is very important for us, actually, he is the most favorite acharya in terms of the poetry and the depth of giving pure Krishna consciousness for Srila Prabhupada, and that is Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Prabhupada said that he is most favorite song of all the songs of Vaishnava acharyas is Ishtadeva Vigyapati, Hari Hari Bipala Janame Konayano, belonging to Narottam Das Thakur. So Srila Prabhupada really loved Narottam Das Thakur. And the secret of success is shared by Srila Narottam Das Thakur in verse 5, which follows the four verses of Guru Vandana, Abhiyash Gurusu Tribhuvana. So we stop there. But Narottam Das Thakur continues, and that verse is really important. Vaishnava charanarenu bhushana koriyatanu jahoite anubhava haya marjana haya bhajan sadhu sange anukshan agyana vidya parajaya. Please listen carefully. The secret of success in Krishna consciousness. By making the dust of the Vaishnava's feet the ornament of my body, ecstatic love comes. Washing the Vaishnava's lotus feet is my method of worship. By always associating with the Vaishnava's, I shall overcome the darkness of ignorance. How many of you would like to practice this method? You can do it right now. You can put the dust of Vaishnava's lotus feet on your body. This is the dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And of course, Sri Vrindavan Dham is full of the dust of the greatest devotees, including eternal associates of the Lord, such as gopis and cowherd boys and cows. And so this is the most precious dust. And everyone can take some of it before the class ends and put it on your body. Something practical for Ekadashi. And in regards to the quotes Srila Prabhupada gave in the purport, we will read the two verses, part of which Prabhupada quoted. It's again from Sri Prem Bhakti Chandrika. It's extremely deep scripture. Even though it's a small book, I highly recommend that everybody reads that book, of course, provided that you read Prabhupada's books. Kama Krishna Kamarpane Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane Loba Sadhu Sange Harikatha Moha Ishta Labha Bine Mada Krishna Gunagane Niyukta Kariba Jatha Tatha. Lust, I will engage in offering the fruits of my work to Krishna. So how do we overcome lust? By utilizing that same energy physically working for Krishna, doing something practical for Krishna. Anger I will direct towards the enemies of the devotees. Greed I will engage by being greedy to hear the topics of Lord Hari in the association of saintly devotees. Bewilderment will be manifested because I cannot immediately attain my worshipable Lord. Madness will be there when I madly glorify the transcendental attributes of Lord Krishna. In this way, I will engage each of these in the service of Lord Krishna. And next text is also very important for us. Anyata svatantra kama anrita di jara dhama bhakti patha sadadeya bhanga kibabha karite pare kama krotha sadakere jadihaya sadhu janar sanga. If lust is not controlled, then it becomes the breeding ground for a host of vices and checks one's advancement on the path of devotional service. However, if one stays in the association of the saintly devotees, then that association will carry him beyond the influence of lust, anger, and their friends. So this is quite important for us, because lust is the formidable enemy of the conditioned soul as we know it. And so how do we overcome lust? By sadhu sangha. Satam prasanga mama virya samvido. As Lord Kapila Dev says, but it's very important why he is using satam prasanga words, because satam of course means devotees, but then prasanga refers to prakrishta rupena sangha, right? That sangha with intensifying prefix in the beginning of the word. And so that means your association has to be deep. It cannot be superficial. You know, it's not enough to just sit next to the devotees or stand next to devotees or eat next to the devotees or sleep next to the devotees. It has to be real. We need to open our hearts to the Vaishnavas, and we need to, you know, think of the Vaishnavas first, etc., and try to help them to be happy in Krishna consciousness. Believe me, if you will focus all your effort on making Vaishnavas happy in Krishna consciousness, guess what will be the result? You'll be happy in Krishna consciousness yourself. And so that should be our main aim. And then if we develop this kind of real, deep association with the devotees, then we can be immune to the influence of Maya. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.